Labeling History, a look into the Pease Collection, through October 4th. Texas Border Business, Edinburgh, Texas, South Texas in the 20th century was knitted by produce companies that reflected the region's agricultural and social tapestry. However, the decline in the 1980s and 1990s left many of them closing their doors, leaving behind a legacy of culture and workforce. Ed Pease, a McAllen resident, began the collection of crate labels after working with several agriculture packing companies between the 1960s and the early 2000s. There was a desire to save the history of the produce companies that once employed thousands of South Texas workers. After his retirement, he and his wife Carol grew the collection into an impressive 1,300-plus labels, making it one of the largest collections in existence. After Ed's passing, Carol, a retired teacher, began to think about the preservation of the collection, so when the museum called, she was happy to engage in that process. Upon acquisition, museum staff decided the labels needed to be shown to the public, not only at the museum, but also at other Valley locations. A grant from the Raul Tijerina Jr. Foundation was awarded to develop a traveling exhibit. The exhibit is now open until October 4, 2025. Visitors can expect to examine the history of this collection within an 11-panel exhibit. The first four panels tell the story of crate labels, which became popular in the early 1900s when there was a need to differentiate farms and packing sheds. Certain panels tell of the journey the Pease took as collectors. Other panels show how to identify and analyze the labels that use certain terminology, stamps and zip codes. And, a group of seven panels focus on historical points such as the story of the citrus industry and the rise of the Magic Valley. The museum is excited to display the compelling imagery and fascinating story represented in Labeling History, a look into the Pease Collection, traveling exhibit, which is included in the museum's regular admission fees. Exhibit opens at 10 a.m. Saturday, July 13th, with a small reception featuring honoree Carol Pease. This exhibit is free to temporarily display at any business or organization. For more information, please contact archivist Melissa Pena at 956-383-6911.